We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
You're listening to Living Better in San Diego. I'm Vicki Pepper. Our brave veterans deserve our support every day of the year, but especially with the Veterans Day holiday that just passed, I wanted to highlight a veterans organization that's making a big difference for vets in our community. On the line with me is Veterans Village of San Diego President and CEO, Akilah Templeton. Thank you for joining me.
Hi. It's a pleasure, Vicki. Thank you for having me.
Ms. Templeton, tell us about Veterans Village San Diego. What is it and how did it get started?
Yeah, so Veterans Village San Diego is a full-service veterans organization. We offer a range of services meant to really help to improve the quality of life for our veterans here in San Diego. We have a heavy focus on homeless veterans, where we offer many programs that are intended to really help the veteran to get back on his or her feet. And so those programs would include things like emergency housing, permanent housing, transitional housing. We offer substance abuse treatment, mental health treatment, employment services, and just a level of support and assistance that is really specific to the unique needs of veterans.
And what are some of those unique needs? What are some of the challenges that our veterans face?
Well, I think we want to be careful not to put all of our veterans into a box, but certainly there are challenges that are unique to some of our service members. And so things like exposure to trauma. Oftentimes we find that there might be a lack of family support. Many times our service members return from the military and have a difficult time taking the skills that they learned in the military and matching those to viable career opportunities once they return to civilian life. And so, you know, we really do a lot to help with that transition. And so things like mental health support and just sometimes financial support, housing support, those things go a long way in helping a veteran to make a smooth transition back into civilian life.
What services does Veterans Village offer?
Veterans Village is a great resource for veterans. We really look at all of the needs and challenges. So we offer everything from meals to, again, as I mentioned previously, housing, mental health support, counseling, case management support. One program in particular that I'm really fond of and I believe goes a long way to support veterans who are out in the community. So not only those who might be homeless and living in one of our programs, but we also have programs that target veterans in the community that might be having a tough time. They're designed to prevent them from slipping back into homelessness or from becoming homeless for the first time. And so our supportive services for veteran families program, for example, helps veterans out in the community who might have challenges with meeting their monthly obligations for rent. The program is set up to provide temporary financial assistance so we can pay a veteran's rent and also assist with some household expenses, utility bills, maybe car repairs, so that the veteran has that safety net and that support in place so that homelessness is not an option.
I'm speaking with Akilah Templeton, President and CEO of Veterans Village of San Diego. Ms. Templeton, why is the work of this organization so important to you personally?
Well, you know, I think like most of us, I really believe that our service members deserve our best, right? We really don't want to live in a world where we cannot house our homeless veterans. We know that it is possible to end veteran homelessness. We feel that these are individuals who have been willing to give their all in service to this country. And at the very least, we can do what we can to be of service to them when they return home. That is the cornerstone of our mission. It is important to me personally. So I'm very proud to be associated with an organization that is really on the front lines, making sure that we take care of people who have taken care of us.
How can we help support our veterans beyond saying thank you for your service? Although we definitely want to make sure we continue saying that as well.
Yeah, you know, that's a great question, because many of us find ourselves doing that whenever we meet a veteran or even an active duty service member. But, you know, I think that what we can do is we can be compassionate. We can try to be less judgmental. We can agree to be part of the solution. We can start by just agreeing that we should not have homeless veterans. And however we get to that place, that will be determined. And maybe we might not agree about how we get there. But I think that if we can agree that this is a problem that is worth tackling, that's one thing that we can do. I think that connecting with a veteran service organization to either volunteer or provide financial support is important. And then, you know, I think if you have service members who are family members or veterans who are family members, I think helping them to connect to resources like those that are available at Veterans Village of San Diego really goes a long way. So I think that we all just, you know, need to get involved, open our hearts and minds, and decide that this is a group of folks who really need our support.
And what is the biggest need that Veterans Village of San Diego has right now?
Right now, we are definitely living through some very uncertain times, right? I think a year ago, we could not have predicted the devastating impact of, you know, a global pandemic. For us, we are struggling, like many organizations, to figure out how to continue to provide services that historically require that human presence, human touch, that eye-to-eye contact, sitting in a room really helping someone to reduce their anxiety, just the type of work that direct service providers offer, case managers and clinicians and the like. We're trying to figure out how to provide those critical services in an environment that doesn't necessarily support that type of human connection. And so we are in desperate need of financial support. It is very expensive to really change the way that we provide services. So we're looking at improvements in technology, virtual platforms, additional IT support, you name it. We are experiencing some of the challenges associated with trying to provide services virtually. So organizations like ours, we really need people to remember that we are here. Typically, we're able to offer many opportunities for engagement, so the public is able to volunteer. They're able to see the work that we do firsthand. They're able to get involved. We can't necessarily offer those experiences right now, so we want people to still stay connected to us. Go to our website, look for opportunities to help and to support. We have the Veterans Stand Down happening November 22nd. In the past, that event has been a 3-day-long event and an opportunity for veterans who are homeless to come in off the street and to basically stand down for 3 days and receive much needed services and support and referrals to community agencies. We can't do that this year. So this year, Stand Down will be very different. It will be a 1-day event. We're hoping to have the majority of it happen as a drive-through type event, but we will still offer meals. We'll offer clothing. We'll offer referrals to resources. And so there are volunteer opportunities that are associated with that 1-day event. There are also opportunities to donate so that we can provide a lot of the items that our veterans need that we're accustomed to providing at this event annually. So I would just encourage everyone out there to visit our website. We do have opportunities for volunteering and opportunities for providing other levels of support listed on the website.
And could you give us that website address, please?
VBSD.org. VVSD.net. And again, that's VVSD.net.
And what else do you want us to know about Veterans Village of San Diego?
We are still here. We are still in the business of saving lives. We support our nation's veterans. And we are happy to be in a community where there is a lot of support from our military. San Diego has a large military population. And so we're just very happy to be based in such a caring and supportive environment. We are grateful for the support that we've received from our elected officials and from the community at large. We just want everyone to know that we're all in this together. We have a team of very dedicated employees and staff members who are coming in every day to provide these critical services despite the challenges that they are facing at home with child care and different health concerns. And so we just want people to know that we're a part of this community and that we will continue to do our part to provide services to our veterans, even though we're living through these very challenging times.
I've been speaking with Akilah Templeton, President and CEO of Veterans Village of San Diego. Ms. Templeton, thank you so much for speaking with me today, and thank you for making a difference in our community.
Thank you, Vicki. It was certainly a pleasure talking to you. We appreciate you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.